Back to the Libya story now. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi spoke in Tripoli this morning, and something that was a bit theatrical, and again insisted that there is no real opposition to him and that there isn't a pro-democracy movement taking place in his country. Reporting now from what we understand to be free Libya, at least by some accounts, Benghazi, the second largest city in that country, is the BBC's John Lyne. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning.
Impressions of Muammar Gaddafi's, I gather, performance this morning among the people of Benghazi, or your own impressions?
Yeah, he's in for the long haul. I think he's been speaking for nearly an hour, and he seems like he's only just getting going. We're seeing either the different faces of Colonel Gaddafi or the different ways he sees himself, perhaps more accurately. And today, this is Colonel Gaddafi as world statesman, I think, and much less ranting than we've seen, less of that kind of slightly sinister laughter we saw in the interview with BBC and ABC, and a bit more reasonable. He's calling for a UN investigation, going on and on about Al-Qaeda presence, which we frankly have seen no evidence of whatsoever in this part of the country. And basically a kind of rational call for international understanding of his position and that he's been misrepresented, and that's how we should understand the situation.
And as someone with a lot of experience, both in reporting on Gaddafi and in sort of taking a look at these pro-democracy movements, as we've talked to you again and again, are the people in Benghazi feeling safer this morning, or is Colonel Gaddafi speaking directly to them in this statement, or more to the international community?
I think he's speaking more to the international community, and perhaps more particularly to his loyalists. His loyalists, whoever they are, whoever they remain, which may not be that many now, but he's clearly managed to pack the room full of them. As to the people here, they will just tell you it's more of the same. They won't be listening. As to whether they're feeling more secure today, no, but not as a result of what he's been saying. But we have heard of an attack today on Brega, which is not that far west of us here, which is an attack by Colonel Gaddafi's forces. They've retaken all or part of a big oil refinery complex there, and there was fears at one moment that they might be heading east towards us in a column of 100 or so vehicles. It's not quite so clear they're that actively on the offensive, but certainly we've been going around here today, and they've really been getting out the machine guns, getting out the anti-aircraft guns, getting out the heavy machine guns, and putting them in position. And they've been telling us, yes, they do fear at some stage they may come under attack, also because there's been an air attack on Ashdabia, west of us as well. So they are a little bit more nervous today.
John Lyne, what is the assessment, and either it could be yours or some of the sources that you're talking to, of the ability of Benghazi, and I'm speaking of anti-aircraft principally, to hold out against an onslaught, which Muammar Gaddafi so far has not tried against Benghazi?
I think there's an enormous determination here. They say they've got an air defense system here anyway, but I think really realistically both sides have got fairly limited forces, so any assault is not going to be a massive assault on them here. It's more likely to be maybe some bombing runs or maybe some people in fairly informal vehicles. So both sides haven't got very big, heavy mobile forces, but there's enormous determination here, and I wouldn't put any money against the people here to hold out against a much superior force.
All right. The Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is speaking in Tripoli this morning. John Lyne reporting on reaction from Benghazi, where people are nervous about the future but determined to hold out. John Lyne of the BBC, thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.